Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
It was another night with an 8 p.m. curfew in the city, and the rain might have helped a bit, but the night was not without trouble. There were at least 180 arrests, and in Brooklyn, a cop on anti-looter patrol was stabbed in the neck, and two cops were shot. Let's get more on that now from Glenn Shuck at Kings County Hospital. Glenn?
Another unprovoked attack on New York City police officers is how Police Commissioner Shea describes this. Beginning just before midnight, 4 hours into the curfew, he says an officer on anti-looting patrol on Flatbush Avenue suddenly ambushed by a man who walked up behind him and stabbed him in the neck. Shea says a sergeant and a cop about a block away then heard gunfire and ran over, and then more gunshots. They shot the suspect, but they were also wounded.
We had two police officers shot in the hand, and we had the third police officer that is stabbed in the neck. All police officers at this point in time, thank God, are in stable condition and are expected to recover.
PBA President Pat Lynch also raced over here. He says he's not surprised by what happened.
We can't ignore the asinine laws that have been passed where we put criminals in and they let them out. That's why things like this happen. It may not be this situation, but it feeds the atmosphere. It has to stop.
The suspect, not immediately identified, is in critical condition. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at Kings County Hospital.
There were peaceful protests in the city yesterday as well, before the curfew kicked in.
It started as a peaceful protest in Washington Square Park. Marchers crisscrossed Manhattan, stopping along the way to kneel. They chanted, "No justice, no peace," and "Black Lives Matter," carrying signs with George Floyd's name. With many, like Michael Dawson, talking about the upgraded charges for the former officer charged now with second-degree murder in his death, along with the charges against the other three officers seen on tape with him.
They're doing that, I believe, to make us stop the protest, because they see that what we're doing and everything. They're trying to just dilute it by doing that. And that's, we're going to continue to do this. I'm going to continue. I'm going to be out here tomorrow, too, doing it again. So I think that is a great thing that we're doing, and if we keep it up, we'll get somewhere.
Julie Walker, 1010 Winds in Washington Square Park.
There will be a memorial service in Minneapolis today for George Floyd and another one in Brooklyn at Cadman Plaza with the governor, the mayor, and the police commissioner among those expected to attend. Let's get more on that now from John Montone. John?
At least George Floyd's brother Terrence, who will attend today's 1 o'clock memorial in Cadman Park Plaza, says, "Even though you are angry, we are doing this in peace." Police Commissioner Shea, who spoke to Terrence Floyd yesterday, says, "The NYPD condemns what took place in Minneapolis." Shea called George Floyd's death a wake-up call for this entire country to work together about what we can do together. And the commissioner said his heart goes out to the Floyd family. Well, following this afternoon's memorial, there will be a march over the Brooklyn Bridge to Foley Square.
We all need somebody.
John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
The coronavirus has taken a bit of a back seat with all the unrest in the land, but they are not unrelated. There were fears that the lack of social distancing at demonstrations would result in the virus spreading, and there is some evidence that that's happening.
Health authorities have been trying to get the message to the mostly young people marching in the streets that the coronavirus is marching with them. Pointing to Tulsa, Oklahoma, a college football player from Oklahoma State has announced online that after attending a protest in Tulsa and being well protective of myself, I have tested positive for COVID-19.
That's correspondent Steve Osunsami. Much of upstate New York is entering phase two of the reopening process starting today, and that includes outdoor dining at tables 6 feet apart. Staff must wear masks, so must customers, except, of course, when they're trying to put food in their mouths. And New Jersey is ready to enter its version of phase two. Governor Murphy says that will be effective June 15th.
The past 2 weeks have been filled with many more green lights than red ones. The green lights outnumber the red ones in every region in our state, I might add, north, central, and south. And this is why, in the aggregate, that we think we're ready for stage two.
Which will include outdoor dining as well. Again, tables 6 feet apart, and bars will be able to serve out of doors. Murphy says he and his wife already have a reservation in for June 15th, but he wouldn't say at which restaurant. Things haven't been going very well for Amy Cooper lately, but she will be getting her dog back. Abandoned Angels, the rescue group that confiscated Cooper's dog after her infamous confrontation with Christian Cooper in Central Park, says that vets have determined the dog is in good health and the cops don't want the dog, so they're complying with the owner's request that the dog be returned. Abandoned Angels adding on its Facebook page that they wish to express gratitude for the outpouring of support regarding the dog that was recently placed in our custody following the release of a troubling video that was brought to our attention. An inmate at the Federal Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn died of a heart attack yesterday after correction officers tried to stop him from breaking the window in his cell door. He also tried to destroy the sink and toilet. Officers pepper sprayed Jamel Floyd and removed him from the cell. That's when he became unresponsive, they say. He was rushed to NYU Langone in Brooklyn, where he was pronounced dead. Jamel Floyd was 35 years old. He'd been locked up since October. It's not clear what the charges were. All federal prisons have been on lockdown since Monday in response to all the protests around the country. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.